I'm an ardent English supporter, and I'm absolutely delighted we won this evening. But what a very poor, unimaginative, uninspirational, dour example of English football. And anyone, any neutrals watching, I had a phone call halfway through some friends of mine in Prague, and they said they were laughing about the English. OK, we won the game, but it was a Pyrrhic victory. It wasn't a golden victory. It was a victory of fool's gold, I think. I mean, there was so little adventure shown, Alan. You know, how many sort of exocets did we have fired at the Ukrainian goal? How many opportunities did we have to sit at the edge of our seats? Where was the, you know, where were the players weaving the magic tapestry? I can tell you what, Alan, when I look at Spain and Germany playing, I would liken them to a supermarket. I would liken the England team to a market stall. The only exception I would make would be Steven Gerrard, as your previous caller said. I thought he played very well indeed. But as he's the artist, I'm afraid the 10 with him, well, I exclude the goalkeeper, I would call them artisans. I just think they've got to up the tempo to Allegro. They were just so happy, they seemed, just to sit back. I mean, they weren't playing Brazil this evening. They were playing Ukraine. And some of the commentators said after the match, well, I thought Ukraine played very well, better than we thought they would. But of course they did, because England, I thought, had just so little to offer. Yes, they're a settled squad. Every player is working hard for each other, which we haven't had in previous tournaments. But that's as far as it goes. And I just think, you know, we need something to get us at the edge of our seats. I was so bored, I made about 3 cups of coffee during that match. And I didn't miss anything.